the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Okay, we are diving straight into some pretty big geopolitical developments today. We've got sources detailing a significant, a really large-scale military maneuver happening in Venezuela.
That's right. It's the activation of a plan they're calling Independencia 200.
Independencia 200. Okay.
And this deep dive is, well, it's crucial because it gives us a real-time snapshot of just how high tensions are getting.
Wait.
The plan was activated progressively, but things really ramped up Friday, October 17th, 2025.
Friday, okay.
And it's explicitly aimed at the integral defense of the country. Caracas is pointing directly at a U.S. military deployment currently in the Caribbean Sea as the reason, calling it a direct threat.
Right. So our mission here is to try and understand the, well, dizzying scope of this Venezuelan plan. Where is it happening? What are the actual goals, maybe beyond the usual military talk? And how do these two very different stories from Caracas and Washington shape everything?
Well, what's fascinating, I think, is the sheer geographic spread and also how they seem to be prioritizing certain areas. It's not just everywhere at once. Mm. While the operation apparently covers over a dozen regions, it seems strategically focused. You've got coastal areas, the island state of Nueva Esparta, and importantly, states right on the border with Colombia, like Táchira and Amazonas.
Okay, so coastal islands, border zones?
Exactly. It suggests they're thinking about an integrated defense scenario, you know, against threats from the sea and potentially from land.
And that brings us to the operational side. President Nicolas Maduro didn't just, like, give a general order.
No, he was specific. He announced the integral activation of the Zonas Operativas de Defensa Integral.
The Zodii.
Right, the Zodii. Specifically across four western states.
Yeah.
Mérida, Trujillo, Lara, and Yaracuy.
Got it. Mérida, Trujillo, Lara, Yaracuy.
And we should maybe slow down for a sec here for the listener. Zodii isn't just some, you know, catchy acronym. Mm. It represents the actual operational regional commands responsible for defense. So by activating Zodii in these states, they're moving past just planning. This looks like actual decentralized military and civil mobilization. Maduro himself called it a key line of guarantee of defense, of economic stability, and from every point of view.
Hmm. Economic stability tied to defense. Interesting. So the overall goal is what? To reach an optimal state for the integral defense of our homeland, basically making the territory inexpugnable, impenetrable.
That's the language they're using.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest takeaway here is who is actually involved in this defense effort.
Right, because it's not just the army.
Exactly. This isn't your traditional military operation setup. The whole strategy hinges on what they call a perfect fusion of forces.
Okay.
A total integration. Military, police, and civilian defense. And this links directly to that staggering claim that 6.2 million citizens are incorporated into the Militia Bolivariana.
6.2 million, wow. Just for context, the Militia Bolivariana is essentially a kind of national armed civilian reserve force, right? An auxiliary force.
Precisely. And by relying on this massive force, the government is essentially framing the defense of the country as the responsibility of the people. Not just the professional military or police.
That radically changes the character of any potential conflict, doesn't it?
It raises the stakes enormously, yes.
Okay, so if that's the internal doctrine, this popular defense, how does this whole thing play out externally? Venezuela sees the U.S. deployment in the Caribbean as, well, way more than just routine patrols.
They're calling it a direct threat. The narrative from Caracas is that the U.S. is actively seeking regime change and wants to, quote, appropriate the nation's natural resources, specifically mentioned oil.
Oil, of course, that's always part of the picture there.
And then, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the U.S. narrative is, well, completely opposite. Washington insists its Caribbean deployment is purely an international operation focused on stopping alleged narcotics trafficking coming out of Venezuela.
So counter-narcotics versus regime change and resource grab.
It's a classic case, isn't it? Dual interpretations over the very same military presence. One side claims defense against aggression. The other claims global crime fighting. That gap, that's the core tension right now.
So summing up, we've basically uncovered this broad, multi-layered activation of Independencia 200. It spans key regions. It relies heavily on integrating this huge citizen militia. Mm-hmm. And it's all framed as a direct reaction to a U.S. presence that Washington calls counter-narcotics, but Caracas calls an existential threat aimed at its resources.
Which brings us to a really important question for you, the listener, to think about. Given this detailed preparation, this explicit goal of relying on 6.2 million citizens in a kind of total defense integration.
Yeah.
How does this doctrine of absolute popular responsibility fundamentally alter the cost calculation for any kind of external military action or intervention in the region? What does it mean on the ground?
That's a heavy question. Something to definitely mull over. If you found this deep dive useful and feel a bit more informed about the source material we discussed, please do subscribe and maybe share this with someone else who enjoys learning about these things.
Yeah, we'd really appreciate it.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.